Sextus the, alas, empirical. The violently anti-academic writer and anti-dogma activist, Sextus Empiricus, operated close to a millennium and a half before Hume, and formulated the turkey problem with great precision. We know very little about him. We do not know whether he was a philosopher, or more of a copyist of philosophical texts by authors obscure to us today. We surmise that he lived in Alexandria in the 2nd century of our era. He belonged to a school of medicine called empirical, since its practitioners doubted theories and causality and relied on past experience as guidance in their treatment, though not putting much trust in it. Furthermore, they did not trust that anatomy revealed function too obviously. The most famous proponent of the empirical school, Monodotus of Nicomedia, who merged empiricism and philosophical skepticism, was said to keep medicine an art, not a science, and insulate its practice from the problems of dogmatic science. The practice of medicine explains the addition of Empiricus, the empirical, to Sextus's name. Sextus represented and jotted down the ideas of the school of the Pyrrhonian skeptics, who were after some form of intellectual therapy resulting from the suspension of belief. Do you face the possibility of an adverse event? Don't worry. Who knows? It may turn out to be good for you. Doubting the consequences of an outcome will allow you to remain imperturbable. The Pyrrhonian skeptics were docile citizens who followed customs and traditions whenever possible, but taught themselves to systematically doubt everything and thus attain a level of serenity. But while conservative in their habits, they were rabid in their fight against dogma. Among the surviving works of Sextus's is a diatribe with the beautiful title Adversos Mathematicos, sometimes translated as Against the Professors. Much of it could have been written last Wednesday night. Where Sextus is mostly interesting for my ideas is in his rare mixing of philosophy and decision-making in his practice. He was a doer. Hence, classical scholars don't say nice things about him. The methods of empirical medicine, relying on seemingly purposeless trial and error, will be central to my ideas on planning and prediction, on how to benefit from the black swan. In 1998, when I went out on my own, I called my research laboratory and trading firm Empirica, not for the same anti-dogmatist reasons, but on account of the far more depressing reminder that it took at least another 14 centuries after the works of the school of empirical medicine before medicine changed and finally became adogmatic, suspicious of theorizing, profoundly skeptical, and evidence-based. Lesson? That awareness of a problem does not mean much, particularly when you have special interests and self-serving institutions in play.